You're listening to the Freelance Blend Podcast, episode 179.
Welcome to the Freelance Blend Podcast, where we entertain, educate, and engage freelancers from the Philippines and across the globe. And now, here's your host, Marv De Leon.
Hey guys, this is Marv De Leon, and welcome to another episode of the Freelance Blend Podcast. This is episode number 179, and it's amazing. We've reached 179 episodes, and we've been doing this for roughly 5 years. Wow, ang bilis ng panahon. And the reason that I'm back, you may have noticed na medyo naglaylo tayo sa pag-produce ng episodes, is that the reason is that I joined a company. And you might be wondering, you might have seen it in Facebook or in my other social media channels, that I'm now part of Taxumo. So if you don't know what Taxumo is, so Taxumo is a local startup, and it's a service, an online service where you can file and pay taxes in minutes. And just to give you a brief background, Taxumo is co-founded by Ginger and EJ Arboleda. You may be familiar with Ginger of Manila Workshops, and EJ is her husband. So they are the co-founders of Taxumo. And yeah, so you can say that I am already part of the team. I've been part of the team. So today is October 20th. So I joined the team September. So almost 2 months na. And yeah, pretty busy the past few weeks. Kaya nga yung pag-release nating episodes medyo nabawasan, but don't worry, we'll continue to produce and continue to create content for Freelance Blend. Hindi naman magtitigil ang Freelance Blend, and that's why I'm here to explain what happened and talk to you how things started and with Taxumo, and why I joined the team, and freelancer pa ba ako? Ayun. So I've been getting a lot of questions from people when they learn that I joined Taxumo. So we'll talk about that. And yeah, so but before we start, before I talk about that, I'd like to thank you, the person on the other end of this the line, or the person in his or her earphones listening to me for the past many years. So thank you for being there and continuing to support the show. I'm glad that even if nabawasan ng pag-publish natin ng episodes, we're still in the top charts of iTunes under the business category. So thank you very much. And that's the reason why I'm still doing this. It's for you. And I hope that what I'll share today, you could somehow learn something from it as well. If you're thinking of joining a local startup company, then hopefully, yeah, may mapulot kayo dito. But so I'd like to talk about why I joined a local startup company. Basically, so when I resigned from my corporate job 5 years ago, and I started focusing on Freelance Blend and freelancing, during that time, I came across, well, kilala ko na si Ginger. Again, you may know her. We've done some interviews before. This is a Freelance Blend, and I've done workshops with her under her other company, Manila Workshops. And when Ginger and EJ started Taxumo 3 years ago, I was aware. I was a witness to that. Kasi, syempre, she's been, we've been talking about it and she's been posting about it on social media. And, wala akong kilala kasi na a person who is in the startup, in a startup community or having a startup company. And so yeah, I became also a customer of Taxumo, and I was impressed by the service and by the product itself. And somehow I was curious na why not join a local company, a local startup company, and first of all, gain experience helping a local company grow. Kasi I've been part of companies before, as I said, sa corporate world, and it was large corporations, I worked for HSBC and then Global Payments, so both global companies, and I wondered how, so established na, and I wondered how it was to be part of a growing local company, and it's one of the reasons why I considered joining Taxumo when I learned that there was an opening, so that's one of the main reasons I wanted to explore the yung booming local startup scene, yon many years ago, hindi ko alam kung ano yung startup. I heard about it when I interviewed Joji Azurin, and you can just search for that sa freelanceblend.com for that interview. But dun ako naging aware sa na meron palang local startup scene, but I didn't really understand. And as companies like Grab and Lazada and a lot more were becoming known here in the Philippines, dun ako naging mas curious. And yeah, that's why when the opportunity nagkaroon ng opening sa Taxumo, I considered it, and I'm there now. And it's also another opportunity to meet other people in the local startup scene. And again, I think with yung local startups getting funded and maraming nakikilala nga, like prime example is Taxumo, I think that's also where the business landscape dito sa Philippines will go to. We can see that a lot of local startups are disrupting the traditional companies dito sa Philippines, and I'm sure as the years go by, mas dadami pang startups, and I wanted to be a part of that, and that's one of the main reasons why I joined a local startup company. And another reason is I wanted to be part of a local company and help grow it. So I mentioned earlier that I was part of global companies and they're already established. So, and in a way, I was in sales. I was helping them earn millions. Although, syempre, nakikinabang din ng local industry, but still it's an international company that's mainly benefiting from what I was doing there. So with joining Taxumo, joining a local company, so I can see directly na I'm helping the country. I'm helping fellow Filipinos. I'm helping a purely Pinoy company grow. And I think it's something that, kasi nga I work for 18 years for global companies. So why not help naman the local business landscape? And that's another thing. And then number three, I wanted to be part of something big. I mentioned earlier that I was a customer of Taxumo, and I was impressed by the service na ganitong kadali lang pala mag-file ng taxes, magbayad ng taxes, kasi I knew nothing about it. Even if I had an accountant, ako pa rin yung kailangan magbayad kasi. So when the time came na I registered and I got the payment from a local client and I needed to pay my taxes, and sinabi sa akin na ng accountant ko, oh, you need to go to this bank kasi deadline today. So nangapa ako, and that's when I called Ginger. So paano nga ba yan? And I told ask her, paano nga ba yan, Taxumo na yan? And then from there I realized, wow, napakadali pala. And if Taxumo was able to help somebody like me who knew nothing about taxes, and I was able to comply monthly and quarterly sa aking obligations sa country, why not the rest of the millions of Pinoys, business owners who don't have time to think about and get confused about everything about taxes. And I'm sure sa mga nakikinig sa atin ngayon, marami kayong confused din about taxes, and I was like you before. And because of that, naisip ko, this should be in the hands of every Pinoy freelancer and business owner. And since Taxumo is just 3 years old and still a growing company, I wanted to be part of it, and I want to help grow it and be part of something big, as I said. And who knows, maybe Taxumo can be the next Facebook or Google. And if I missed that opportunity, I learned about the opening and I didn't join, then I would probably regret it for the rest of my life. And yeah, that's another reason why I joined Taxumo. Another reason is that I wanted to be part of a team that is composed of people who I look up to in the industry, people who I can learn from. And even if I'm in my 40s, there's still a lot of things I wanted to learn from building, running a company, running a startup, working with people, and again, being part of that a local startup. So, and with Taxumo comprised of initially, nakilala ko sila as my friends, and now they're I'm partners with them, teammates with them. So, well, number one, si Ginger, who's I met again many years ago with Manila Workshops when I did my first workshop, and also EJ was there, and meet ko rin siya, and I was impressed by how they built Manila Workshops and then Taxumo. And they are people who I look up to, and I know I will learn from. And then another co-founder of Taxumo, si Evan Tan, who I also interviewed before dito sa podcast many years ago. So si Evan Tan, just search for it sa freelanceblend.com, is the CMO of Taxumo, and he was previously with Freelancer, and that's why an interview ko siya before. And I know that I will also get to learn a lot from him, and that's another reason I joined. And lastly, I wanted to feel being part with people again. So what I mean by that is being a freelancer, it can get lonely at times, or most of the time, because nasa bahay ka, and then although you get to talk to your client, but it's still different na online. It's not, the person is not in front of you or beside you where you can talk, or you can, you know, talagang interact with. And I think that's also another reason na I wanted to experience what I experienced before being part of a team, yung camaraderie, not just online but physically as well. And yeah, I'm just being honest na it could really get lonely after 5 years of working from home. And probably you guys feel it too. And I'm just, again, being real that freelancing is not easy rin. There are times na you want to be with real people physically, na hindi lang online. But again, that's me. So merong iba na who are okay with working with people online, especially with technology now na you can really work from home. So which brings us, so yun yung mga reasons ko why I joined. And for me, yeah, it's a new learning experience. I think it will help me rin in terms of health. I mean, if you're not uncomfortable, then ano ka na, parang automatic na yung buhay mo, and you don't grow, you don't learn. So I wanted to challenge myself na to learn something new, like taxation. So sabi ko nga, when before I joined, wala akong alam sa taxation, but now being part of the company, of course I needed to learn about it so that I can help with the marketing of the product. And so yon, that's another reason. So which comes yung question nga, what will happen to Freelance Blend? And this is what people ask me. Again, don't worry, Freelance Blend will still be there, is still alive. it will not die. We'll continue to produce podcasts and events to champion you, the Pinoy freelancer. In terms of regularity, please expect na we'll have at least one every month, but if it's one episode or two episodes, you'll make sure that it's of high quality. It's something that you will learn from, and something that will inspire you. So Freelance Blend will be there, will still be there, will still be here. I believe yung the partnership between Taxumo and Freelance Blend will help me as well fulfill my goal of helping the country, helping the Pinoy community, freelancing community, helping eliminate unemployment through freelancing. So with Taxumo, Taxumo being a service for freelancers, solopreneurs, self-employed professionals, I think it will help. It won't hurt. And it will definitely help me fulfill the mission of Freelance Blend. And I think as Freelance Blend will also help Taxumo as well. It will be a mutually beneficial relationship. So again, hindi mawawala ang Freelance Blend. The question, another question that people ask me, are you still a freelancer? Freelancer ka pa ba, Marv? Yes, because I believe freelancing, well, yung relationship ko naman with Taxumo is independent consultant. So, technically, still a freelancer. But I think the main thing for me, yung freelancing means yung first four letters, it's being free. Free to choose your own path. So, let's not be too technical. Ay, hindi ka naman freelancer kasi nag-work ka na sa isang kumpanya. Hindi ka na nag-work from home. So, yeah, it's on the person. And if you believe you have the freedom, free to work with the company you choose to work with, you can work with one, we can work with many, then you're still a freelancer. And again, wag tayong maging masyadong judgmental sa mga freelancer. So, and wag din tayo papaapekto sa mga sinasabi ng tao, hindi ka na freelancer. So, it's all on you. If you think that you are a freelancer, then you are. So, congrats on that. And, yeah, that's it for this episode. So, I've been rambling. I hope that somehow you learned something new today from this episode. And again, we're still here. And please, yung aking favor na lang is to please, if you haven't subscribed to the show, please subscribe. Click that subscribe button sa anywhere you hear this, whether sa iTunes, Spotify, etc. Please subscribe and then share. Subscribe and share. Share the link to this episode with your friends and people who you think is going through a transition. Not just this episode, share Freelance Blend, freelanceblend.com, and hopefully they can learn something and they can be inspired to try out freelancing. Alright, well, thanks again for listening and peace to everyone. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Freelance Blend podcast. For more details about the show and our thriving freelancer community, please visit us at www.freelanceblend.com.